1310 WIBA, Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can learn more online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Joined this week by C.J. Kloss and Eric Schwartz. C.J., how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really good. Great to talk with you. Eric, how have you been?
Not too bad, Sean. Good to talk to you today.
It's great to talk with you. And I will start off the show thanking you guys for doing this. For folks that probably know, I am off on vacation, which means this week's show is pre-recorded. But the good news is still have a chance to win a fantastic prize with our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, a chance to win a $25 gift card with our prize in the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. So a little tip, if you pay close attention to the program, it's about every time the question and answer come up during each week's program. And again, you can learn more online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. This week, we are going to be talking about kind of a topic. It's an important topic, but a lot of folks don't always want to talk about, which is funeral planning. We're going to get into that in just a moment. But first, I mentioned the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Let's actually take a look back at last week's program and get the question and answer there as well.
Yes, thank you to our winner and everybody else for listening last week. And our question was, what is the earliest you can generally apply and receive your Social Security retirement benefit? Is it age 59 or age 62? And the correct answer is, of course, age 62.
Oh, fantastic. And if you missed any part of that program, don't forget you can always listen back to it at klossfinancial.com. While you're there, you can listen back to this, previous show's podcast. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly email, a little snapshot of what's been going on in the market. Also link as well to this podcast, again, right at klossfinancial.com. Just scroll down towards the bottom. You can get connected right there. As mentioned, we're going to be talking about funeral planning. And of course, when you guys are working with folks in retirement planning, it's a big, important topic that comes up. Can you tell us why it's something folks should be considering ahead of time, CJ?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you know, Sean, we work with people to try to plan appropriately for retirement, and that includes things like tax and insurance. And it also includes estate planning. And as part of that kind of estate planning element, we often will run across people that we work with who pass away suddenly or unfortunately, and then their families are kind of left trying to figure out what's going on. Now, obviously, one of the benefits of working with a good financial advisor is that hopefully they are keeping track of your kind of big picture finances, where everything is, approximate values of all of it. So that certainly helps the family. But you know, if you think this through, that's an element that the family will care about. But if you suddenly pass away and there are no funeral arrangements, I will just tell you, this is another one of those areas where your family can end up infighting, right? Mm-hmm. You've got the one child who says, well, I think mom and dad would have just wanted us to cremate them and, like, you know, just move on. Mm. And then you've got the other child who goes, I don't know what they wanted. I never talked to them, but we need to do something. And then you've got the third child who said, mom and dad had so much money, we can just pay for the thing ourselves. And even if it's $80,000, let's just do it. Mm. Well, I mean, imagine if that's you. Imagine if you're one of those children. That's tough. Because one, you know how relationships are inside of families with siblings. It's like one is like the penny pincher and the other is the spending on everything, running out of money. And so I think you get the idea. It is important to not only focus on getting your basic estate planning documents order, wills, trusts, powers of attorney. Those are good. And we have entire shows we have dedicated to that topic. But beyond that, it is the actual structure of what you want to have play out when you die. Think funeral, flowers, even I've seen people do music and pictures and everything. All of that is predetermined so that when you pass away, it is just the children carrying out those wishes, which is typically most of this has already been paid for by then, instead of having the children have to make all those decisions on your behalf. Now, I don't know about you. Mm-hmm. I don't love the idea of, you know, pre-planning my death and sure. what that service is going to look like. However, I will tell you now from working with people and getting to see this play out, unfortunately, it is another one of the best gifts you can give to your children. It's just to say, you know what? We want to be buried here. We've already got the plots. We either want to be cremated or we don't want to be cremated. We want, you know, we've already prepaid for the funeral arrangements with the food and the flowers and the stuff. And here's a couple of songs we want played. You guys figure out the rest. You get the point. That is 80% of it right there. Okay. Now, with all this being said, we're going to go through some practical steps you can take to actually plan for your funeral arrangements. But I should begin by giving you a disclaimer. We are not funeral directors. Obviously, we know a lot about estate planning and financial planning, but we don't handle the actual contracts to establish a funeral plan with a, you know, a plot and a headstone and all of that. So you will want to actually talk to good local funeral homes or funeral directors, advanced planning specialists. There's a lot of different names for them, but they can actually help you prepay for these items. So within this context, let's give you some steps to take. Step number one would be on deciding on final arrangements. Things like, would you like to be buried, cremated, or donate your body to science? Each option comes with some choices. If you want to be buried, you'll need to decide on a casket, a burial plot, and service details. If you want to be cremated, think about where your ashes will be kept or scattered. As you know, some people will take their ashes to a particular country or a state or an ocean, whatever it may be, that can be nice or generous for you to have planned out prior to your death. A 2024 National Funeral Directors Association Consumer Preferences Survey found that cost effectiveness is like 54.5%, simplicity is 42.5%, and personal preference, 24%, were among the top reasons people choose cremation over burial. So different percentages attached to different things here, but you get the idea. People will often choose cremation because they view it as cost effective, simple, or it's just a personal preference. In 2024, the cremation rate was expected to be 61.9% compared to a burial rate of 33.2%. And by the way, by the year 2045, they expect cremations to reach about 82.1%. So listen, I think there used to be burial rates were, buried in a casket was super, super high and very few people got cremated. We're actually seeing those numbers start to shift. And funeral homes and funeral directors are aware of this and they can accommodate all of those elements based upon your wishes. We're also seeing things like donation to science. This requires arrangements way ahead of time with an accredited program. But that's another great option. We've seen people who get cremated and then actually are buried in an urn that's part of a tree. And so there's like these kind of organic tree farms that are actually people's ashes that were put. And it's pretty cool. I think all of these things are great options. But you see the idea, don't you? Just on the final arrangements of what's to happen with your body, we've talked about four different options. I'll bet each one of your children has their own strong opinion about which one that should be. Don't leave it to them to make that decision. Try to plan some of this on your own.
So one of the other benefits of my son being an only child is a lot less arguing. No, I'm talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial Online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website. I mentioned earlier the opportunity to stop on by to subscribe and listen back to this podcast. I also mentioned the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email. Got a little snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also linked to the most recent podcasts. I get it. You should subscribe as well. Just head on over to klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also learn more about the team there. You can also learn about the separate divisions of Kloss Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer. Again, all that information available to you at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Eric. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here, 1310 WIBA. Chatting this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website. Hope you get a chance to check that out. If not, head on over there later today. While you're there, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about the importance of planning ahead when it comes to making funeral arrangements. And I got that first step, of course, putting together those final arrangements from CJ. And Erica, let's bring you in on this conversation. I see the funeral market is valued. It's a substantial number, $20 billion annually. That means understanding cost and options is pretty important. What do people need to know there?
Well, Sean, I would say what people need to know is, like everything in life, it is not cheap to die,
yes.
Unfortunately. But I'm just kidding. We see about 2.4 million funerals take place each year in the U.S. Mm. So obviously being informed can help you make really, really good or the best decisions for your family. Before I get into costs, though, I wanted to just kind of touch on some of the trends we're seeing in funeral planning. CJ was just talking about one of those, and that's green burials. So about 68% of Americans in 2024, which was up from 60% just the year before, are now interested in environmentally friendly options such as biodegradable caskets and other natural burials. Mm-hmm. CJ was talking about these places where people who... groups of people that are interested in this are kind of coming together to be laid to rest in similar places, working on sustainability. There's a large center out in Verona here locally that does that. So that is a big shift in the industry that we're seeing. The other one that's pretty common and probably won't surprise people is virtual services. So since COVID-19, many funeral homes now offer live streaming options. This just makes it easier for, you know, distant family members to participate, and it's definitely something that we're seeing grow in popularity. But let's talk about those costs. Costs can obviously vary widely. The median cost of a funeral in the U.S. in 2024 was $8,300, while average burial costs were between $7,000 and $10,000. Now, if you're talking about cremation, that's more like between $1,500 and $5,000, but as you can see, not cheap. In Wisconsin, the average burial costs around $8,200, while a full-service cremation is about $6,100. Some of the things you need to be thinking about, you know, when it comes to, you know, we say these big numbers, it's like, well, what is that actually paying for? What is that covering? That's going to be covering things like the funeral home fees, the casket or the urn, the burial plot, a hearse, flowers, and staff services. And what we actually see, and this may not surprise people, but we see many families kind of unintentionally overspending because they're in a time of grief. They feel the time pressure to get things figured out. So it's just another reason that planning ahead can only help the situation. And the other thing that we see a lot is generally in an effort to whether make things more efficient or easier to pull together or you know, maybe to even earn some more money. We see a lot of times funeral homes will sell things in packages. And what this can do is, yes, it may make things a little bit simpler, but it also ends up putting people in a position to pay for a lot of things that maybe they didn't want or need. So consumers should be aware that the Federal Trade Commission's funeral rule ensures transparency, and it allows you to choose only the goods and services you want and receive price information up front. And it ensures that you aren't pressured into unnecessary purchases or services when you're making funeral arrangements. So it can, yes, be more work in a time of, like I said, grief and just feeling rushed. But you do have the option to not just buy off the shelf, you know, the whole package that maybe includes a whole lot of things that that you don't want or need.
Really good guidance this morning. Just talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Sorry about that, Eric. Before I interrupted you, I know you want to talk a little bit about the cost, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, no problem, Sean. I was about to move from the, hey, here's the big bill to, okay, how do we actually pay for that? So there's a number of ways to pay for funerals. So life insurance is an example. Many retirees will keep older life policies to cover final expenses. Some of them even opt for specific final expense insurance, which offers smaller coverage amounts, but they're kind of tailored to meet the cost of a funeral. You could have a savings plan, so just setting aside money monthly can work if you're disciplined. But if you pass away before reaching your savings goal, your family may need to cover the difference. You could also set aside a separate bank account that a trusted family member could access with funds that are set aside specifically for this future need. There are pre-need contracts. So some funeral homes will let you prepay for your services. And this is obviously very convenient, but payments are often required within 3 to 5 years, and they can be costly, even if you're on like a payments plan. And then finally, estate funds, right? So you could rely on estate assets to pay for the funeral. It's not always ideal since, you know, especially if things are going through probate, it can take a while to access funds, but just using funds from your estate to pay for a funeral is also an option.
They're really fascinating stuff as we talked this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Cover a little bit of everything on this program. Don't forget, if you ever want to listen back, you want to share the show, you can always head on over to klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. There you can learn more about the team at Kloss Financial, separate divisions. You can sign up also for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that available to you at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Put some of the stuff into action. We'll also head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner and have the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week for you. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Excellent. We'll take her down the home stretch in 3, 2, and 1. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here, 1310 WIBA. Mention the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Hope you had a chance to stop by the site. If not, head on over there later today. Don't forget, you can listen back to this and previous shows, podcasts. Also learn more about Kloss Financial again, all online, that website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking about funeral planning this week on the program, and we talk about the costs and ways to pay. Are there steps, and what are some of those steps that folks can be taking to complete their funeral planning and really help out their family members, CJ?
Yeah, great question, Sean. So here's 6 key steps to making sure your wishes are documented and accessible as it relates to kind of final plans after you pass away. So step number 1 would be pick a photo. Choose a high-resolution image you'd like to use for memorial programs or newspaper announcements. Number 2, write your life story. So you know your story best. Just jot down some key facts to help your family members with your obituary and with any kind of final statements they'd like to make. Step number 3, specify burial or cremation plans. So if you prefer burial, consider buying a burial plot. If you prefer cremation, then decide where you would like your ashes to go. Number 4, figure out your service preferences. Do you want a formal memorial, a celebration of life, or something unique? Just write it down. Step 5, create a contact list. So provide names and numbers of people who should be notified. That's a big one, by the way. That's a really big one, right? Because people will say, hey, you know, when I die, I'll plan everything, and then my kids will figure it out. And you go, figure out what? They don't know who you know. They don't know who you want to have notified and invited. but you get the idea. So create a contact list. And then, you know, final step number six is keep documents accessible. Store these details in a safe place, physical or digital, and let a trusted family member know where they're located. And when we say documents, we're talking like your estate plans, wills, trusts, powers of attorneys, along with these written instructions we're talking about. Because every once in a while, somebody does all the work to do this, and then the kids go, there's this safe we can't open up. I shouldn't be laughing. It's actually very not a laughable event. It's pretty horrible, but you get the idea. Just make sure those are six good steps to go through. If you don't remember them or couldn't write them down, don't worry. We podcast this and put it up on our website. You can go back to those six steps. But if you just follow those six steps, you should have a kind of a clearly laid out plan after your passing.
Really good guidance and great information. Yeah, it's one of those tougher topics where you're like, it kind of makes you a little uneasy, but it's such a very, very important thing as we talked about this morning with CJ and Eric. As CJ mentioned there, you can always listen back if you missed part of the show at KlaasFinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Subscribe to the podcast right online. Speaking of getting to the website, KlaasFinancial.com, great opportunity. If you've got a question you'd like answered on the program, you can always email the program. Just head on over to KlaasFinancial.com and submit your question for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. As a matter of fact, Alicia, she wrote in this week. She says, I'm 40 years old and would love to retire in my mid-50s. What steps should I take now to help make that a reality?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Alicia. And thanks again for submitting the question through our website. Makes it a little bit easier for us to be prepared in answering it. Although, by the way, mm-hmm. I do like live questions.
Yes.
So if we're ever on the air and somebody wants to call in, we do like those. But yes, Alicia, great question. So I would say retiring in your mid-50s is ambitious but achievable. It just requires careful planning and disciplined execution. So, and this is good for everybody to hear. If you are interested in retiring early, and we would define early retirement as anything before 65. 65 is when Medicare kicks on. You're typically close to your full retirement age for Social Security. So 65 is kind of the most common retirement. If you plan on retiring early, which is anytime before that, you're going to really need to plan, especially Alicia, if we're talking mid-50s, that's almost a decade earlier. As you can imagine, you're going to have to be quite intentional. So here's some things to consider. Number one would be define your retirement goals. So estimate your desired lifestyle in retirement, expected expenses, potential income sources, consider different factors like travel and inflation and all that. Number two would be to maximize retirement contribution. So if you really plan on retiring early, contribute. So save as much as you possibly can into like IRAs, 401ks, things like that. Now, interestingly enough, the next step is be cautious of oversaving into the wrong, we'll call it registration type. So as much as we love those retirement accounts, sometimes they can have restrictions where you can't touch them before age 59 and a half without a penalty. So obviously, if you want to retire at, say, 55, 54, you're going to have to think about not only saving aggressively into retirement accounts, but potentially saving aggressively into what we call taxable brokerage accounts or Roth IRAs, things like that. And then obviously, Alicia, if you're 40 years old, you're going to want to think about investing for growth. Because you've got about 15 years until you want to retire. I'm guessing 15 years. You didn't say exactly when in your mid-50s, but let's say 15 years. That gives you enough time to be focused on growing your portfolio, which would be a diversified mix of equities. Also, Alicia, you're going to want to eliminate debt prior to retirement. And some people don't get this, but I will just encourage you. For us, retirement and retirement planning is not a concept. We live it and breathe it every single day. And what I will encourage you is I get to retire thousands of times, meaning like with my clients, I see it happen all the time. And one just undeniable truth is that retiring without debt brings a lot less stress. And even being able to step into retirement with debt is really hard for a lot of people. So plan on eliminating your debt before you retire. And then consider make sure you're considering healthcare related costs, because obviously if you're retiring before 65, you got to get gap insurance up until Medicare. And then finally, you know, run some projections of this, adjust regularly, and just make sure you stay on top of it. So Alicia, there's kind of our synthesized in a nutshell things to consider if you want to retire in your mid-50s. And if I'll add one thing at the end, mm-hmm. you're probably going to want to work with a financial planner. I know that sounds like we're trying to, you know, push you towards our organization. We're really not. Just, you're probably going to want to meet with a qualified financial advisor or retirement specialist, because retiring that early is quite complicated. And so you just might want to get a partner in that process.
Really, really ambitious, really good to hear too, as well as we talked this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. 637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. If you are the first correct answer, you win this week's prize. It's a $25 gift card. Again, Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. True or false? In the United States, approximately 2.4 million funerals take place each year. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win this week's prize. Again, that telephone number 608-442-5637. Of course, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. That number 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, thank you guys so much for doing this week. You guys have a great day. We'll talk real soon.
Thanks, Sean.
And again, that website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. News comes your way next, right here on 1310 WIBA.